Thanks for listening to and supporting WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Mark Schmetzer, author of the book The Comeback Kids, is in the front row with Betsy Ross to compare that 2010 Reds team with this year's playoff-bound squad.
Well, barring collapses of biblical proportions, and we really don't see anything like that happening to the Cincinnati Reds, the Reds will, we expect, be back in the postseason. Of course, the Reds, after their dynasty years in the mid-70s, World Series in 1990, have struggled off and on since then, but recently been on kind of a roll. And the authors here in our area have been celebrating that past, and we hope a long playoff future this year. One of the authors who has written a book along with Joe Jacobs, Comeback Kids, Cincinnati Reds 2010 Championship Season, Mark Schmetzer is with us. Mark, thanks for being with us in the front row.
Betsy, I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. You know, Dusty Baker won't talk about the playoffs, so I guess it's up to the rest of us to try not to jinx the team. But before we start talking about the 2010 championship season, let's talk a little bit about this season. And I think that going into the season, people had high hopes. But I'm not sure that anybody expected this team to explode the way it has, especially after Joey Votto went down in midsummer.
Oh, yeah, they have gone through, Betsy, two of the most grueling stretches of a schedule that I've ever seen a team go through. A, yeah, they lost their most valuable player candidate for 48 games. And B, they played that grueling 34 games in 34-day stretch there, including the day-night doubleheader against the Cubs. And they came through both with flying colors. I mean, they were 32-18. With Joey out of the lineup, they were 22-12 while playing, you know, in the hottest days of the year with virtually no off days. 22-12, it's just spectacular the way this team has responded to adversity.
And the pitching staff has held up for the most part. You know, some glitches in the maybe number four, number five spot. But for the most part, the starting pitching has been reliable. Aroldis Chapman has just lit up literally and figuratively the closer's position. I think that the fun thing about it when Aroldis Chapman comes in at the end of the game, not only do the Reds players come up to the railing at the dugout, but the opposing players come up to the railing in their dugout just to watch this guy. I mean, he... with all the talk, and we talk every offseason about, well, we're going to make him a starting pitcher. You know, my question, I guess, is why, if you've got somebody that throws 100 miles an hour, that's kind of the definition of what a closer needs to do.
Betsy, I have to take credit here. Even when he was still at Louisville, early in the 2010 season, I told another radio interviewer, just out of the blue, I said, you know what? Yeah, this guy probably should be a starting pitcher, but what would it be like if he was a closer? And yeah, nobody, that wasn't on anybody's radar at the time that I know of. And now we're seeing it. It's just spectacular the way he comes into a game. And you're right. I mean, as long as the starting pitching is going the way it has been this year, then I'm a big fan of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So I think if you've got things working in baseball, if you've got something that works, do not mess with it. And right now, they've got a winning formula.
That's very true. So you are taking all the credit for making Aroldis Chapman a closer. Congratulations.
No, I'm just taking credit for having the idea.
Okay.
And going public with it. You talk to the people in Lima, Ohio, Betsy. They heard it.
Excellent. Okay, I will remember that. Yeah, call Chapman's agent and get a little percentage for that. So let's look at maybe the parallels between this team, the 2012 edition, and the 2010 championship season. I think that, you know, 2010 maybe was a little bit of a surprise. I think that a lot of people thought that in the 2010 season that maybe the Reds were a year or now we see 2 years ahead of what we thought they were going to be able to do. Why do you think that the 2010 season was such a surprise to Reds and to their fans?
Well, as you said, I mean, you could see some things coming with this team, but it really wasn't defined yet. The one thing that both teams have in common, in my opinion, is they play tremendous defense. And I've always been a big fan of every run you other team doesn't score is one less run you have to score to win the game. I mean, when you make a great defensive play to save a run, it's like an RBI. Mm-hmm. And both of these teams play tremendous defense, which often is overlooked. Other than that, it's amazing the differences between the two teams, and that this year's starting pitching, I think, is much better than that team's. The bullpens were both pretty strong. That team, the 2010 team, as evidenced by the title of the book, came from behind a lot to win games, where this team is winning games in a more conventional fashion, where they get a lead, and then the pitching holds on, and then the bullpen comes in and shuts the door. That's your classic way of winning. That's more along the lines, and I'm not making a comparison here, but that's more along the lines of the Big Red Machine teams that just ground opponents into oblivion.
It's very true. We were talking with Mark Schmetzer. He is co-author of Comeback Kids, the Cincinnati Reds 2010 championship season, talking about that season and the present season as we watch the Reds really run away. There's no other way to put it, run away with the Central. And, okay, let's face it, the Central division is a little down this year. The Cardinals, even though they seem to always be a thorn in the side of the Reds, the Cardinals are not what we have seen them. They've lost Pujols. They have a new manager. So they're kind of starting from scratch. Milwaukee Brewers have lost their big slugger. Fielder has gone to the American League. So it's not the same. However, when you win a division, you still win a division, and I don't care who's in it. It has been such a statement, and I think, and you can kind of chime in on this, I think that this all began at the beginning of the season when the front office said, okay, we're going to keep Brandon Phillips, we're going to keep Joey Votto, we're going to put the money up so that we keep our stars. Because I think in the offseason, everybody thought in the back of their minds, well, let's enjoy this year because Votto probably is going to be gone after this year. Now we know he's not. Maybe more importantly, the players know that they, if they want, can have a future in Cincinnati.
Well, the phrase we heard at the beginning of the year, we haven't heard it much lately, but the phrase we heard at the beginning of the year was all in. I mean, you know, they trade three prospects and Edison Volquez for Matt Latos, who's really paid off. They give Votto the contract. They give Phillips the contract. Previously, you know, they signed Bruce and Cueto long term. So yeah, I mean, from starting last December, the front office demonstrated that look, you know, we think we've got something going here, and we're going to do what we can to fortify it and give Dusty all the tools we possibly can for him to do the best he can with them. And he really has, obviously. I mean, they have the biggest lead of any team in the major leagues right now. So you can say what you want about this being a somewhat weak division, but when you win a division handily, that says something. And you have to look at what they're doing against the rest of the league, too. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked yet today, but they have either the best or the second-best record in Major League Baseball. So they're not just beating the Central Division. They're beating everybody almost.
That's very true. And you brought up Dusty Baker. Of course, maybe that's the next contract that you have to look at. Any reason he will not be back in your mind?
The only reason he would not be back is if he feels like he's done his job here. I think he likes it here for the most part. Yeah, he comes under criticism. People don't like his lineups. Why are you batting Stubbs so high? Free Chris Heisey, all that stuff. But you know what? I just talked with him about that the other day, and he says, look, what I hear here is nothing compared to what I went through in Chicago. So he can handle that kind of stuff. I think the only reason Dusty wouldn't be back would be if he feels like, well, he's done everything he can do here, and I don't think he's going to feel that way unless they win a World Series.
Do you think that the Reds will have to make a deep run into the playoffs for him to be back?
No, I don't think so. I think that he understands that once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. The Cardinals proved that last year. So I don't think he's going to be satisfied with being swept in the first round again. I'm not sure how deep a run they would have to make. I think he wants to win a World Series. He's never won one. He's only been to one, and I think he really wants to get there.
And don't we all? Mark Schmetzer, yeah. Co-author of Comeback Kids, the Cincinnati Reds 2010 championship season, and looking for another championship season in 2012. Thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
Betsy, always a pleasure to talk with you.